toward the end of the week here. Plus, some news from Bentonville, John.
Yeah, it's not just football season. Earnings season is in full going the full bore here. We saw that open last week. This is third quarter earnings. We're getting just an avalanche of them every day. Some big ones this morning. Actually, yesterday afternoon after the market closed, Intel reported earnings that were very, very strong. 52 cents a share, which was better than the street expected, much better than last year. Interesting, though, they pointed out that where their growth is coming from, of course, they make the chips that power most of the computers and lots of other things, but they pointed to growth in emerging markets and corporate buying, indicated that consumer spending is still quite suppressed. J.P. Morgan Chase, one of the largest banks in the country, reported a huge jump in profits, profits up 23%. They made almost $4.5 billion, that's with a B, dollars in the quarter, and they pointed to much lower loan losses in the retail division and the credit card division, but you know here's the cloud. But they pointed out that they're seeing no growth in their loan portfolio. If you talk to local bankers, you'll hear the same thing: just virtually no loan demand, no growth in their loan portfolios. And then one of the largest railroads, CSX, that's the old chassis system over on the East Coast, reporting numbers that were very impressive: revenue up 10%. Carloads revenue up 16%, carload growth up 10%, and they did that with only a 1% growth in headcount. So we're seeing this, you hear this phrase, productivity growth. Companies are doing more with less people, and that's good news, except for the fact that it means that they won't hire as many people. So if you can have a 10% growth rate with a 1% headcount, doesn't bode well for the unemployment numbers. Earnings much better than the street expected, much better than last year. And one of the largest companies in the world, but it's a privately held company, and that's Cargill. But they do release some of their financial data. Of course, we know they're a huge agricultural company, and they reported profits that were up 68%. So we're seeing significant growth year-over-year earnings. And one of the things that's going on in Bentonville today, this is very interesting, Bentonville, Walmart is hosting their 17th annual, quote, meeting for the investment community. This is where they make presentations to analysts. This is not to be confused with a big shareholder meeting that's almost a circus that they have in June in Bud Walton Arena. And if you're interested in what they've got to say about their business plan, they're streaming it live on the Internet. So you can go on your computer to walmartstores.com, look at the toolbar up at the top where it says Investors. You click on that, and it comes up, and I'm looking at it. It says, watch the 17th annual meeting for the investment community. And you can click on that, and it started yesterday, and it goes through today. It's really important because we know that Walmart has this phrase they use all the time that's called rollbacks, and that's when they beat up their vendors and get lower prices. Well, they lowered their prices radically earlier in the year, thinking it would drive traffic, and it really didn't. So now they're beginning to raise their prices back up. In fact, their prices are up about 5% year-to-date. And that caused a reshuffling in senior management at Walmart. And so today, if you watch this, you might find out what their strategy is about what they're going to do going forward, because their same-store sales in the United States have been down for 5 consecutive quarters. So if you've got nothing else to do, go to walmartstores.com, watch some of these presentations today.
All right, John, and it really looks like the Fed is going to buy up those securities.
The Fed is going to do what everybody's calling QE2, which is quantitative easing, and there's a lot of economists out there that say that it won't make any difference, but you know, that the Fed doesn't have many bullets left in their gun, so they're going to try this one probably.
What about that one comment? One of the Fed officials out of Kansas City says, why not increase interest rates?
Yeah, he's one of the ones that's been voting against the majority the last several times that the FOMC's met. And, he's quite outspoken about his viewpoint.
Yeah, I don't know if that's going to work either.
Well, who knows what'll work. Something needs to, doesn't it?
It sure does, John. Thank you.
Thanks, Bill.
That's John Taylor, Stern AG and Leach.